Welcome back to the Spoken Wood Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Vanderlist, and for today's episode, we have an article that was written by Rob Bracero for the Heartwood Weblog. It's titled, Good Days and Bad Days in the Shop. Why? Originally posted December 28, 2010. Now, to find more great articles written by Rob, visit the Heartwood Weblog at www.rpwoodwork.com/blog. Or, of course, as I always do, I'll have links in the show notes to make it that much easier to get there. So without further delay, let's get on with the show. Good Days and Bad Days in the Shop. Why? Written by Rob Bracero for the Heartwood Weblog, originally posted December 28, 2010. Well, a bad day in the shop sure beats a good day doing a lot of other things. Seriously, though, I want to explore the unnerving phenomenon of why sometimes working wood, I feel like I can do no wrong. Everything just flows. And yet, at other times, I feel like a neophyte who needs all the good luck in the world for things to go right. Can you relate to this? I'm not referring to obvious interference from things such as fatigue, worries, tool failure, wood disappointments, struggles with the new technique, and so forth. Rather, the mystery is why, absent apparent hindrances, some woodworking sessions are strained, poorly productive, lacking in confidence, or simply a struggle without ease. Here's the best I've been able to discern. At least I'm convinced that what follows is the key for me. I believe that to be simultaneously effective and at ease in woodworking requires heightened awareness of how the process at hand, each moment of it, fits into the larger picture of the piece being made. In other words, one does not just execute isolated procedures, such as sawing to a line, but maintains a background cognizance of the larger role of the task at hand in what is being created. Working with this sense of direction produces focus and concentration. It also extends beyond the piece in process to a larger commitment of purpose about one's woodworking in general. Everyone has his own view in this regard, of course, but it should be carried into the shop and kept alive in the background. Workflow in my shop deteriorates and mistakes creep in when tasks are abstracted from their larger purpose. The right approach is, for example, to plane a board flat, not as an isolated goal, but to work it flat enough, appropriately nuanced, so the board will fulfill its role in the piece. Yes, this is a simple notion, but it is easy to get carried astray in the course of all the steps in building a piece. I find that a quick mental warm-up to attend to these matters greatly helps my focus when starting work in the shop. In short, a clear sense of purpose at all levels is the key to a good day in the shop. Does working wood thus imitate life in general? And that was Good Days and Bad Days in the Shop. Why? Written by Rob Bracero for the Heartwood Weblog. Originally posted December 28, 2010.